I want to say, first of all, a word of thanks to your minister for giving us the opportunity to update you here in Mochrath Health. And then I also want to thank the church as a whole for your generosity toward the work in the Philippines. Maraming, maraming salamat po means thank you very much. And without your help, it holds us back a wee bit, but help sends us on and to do the work of the Lord and amongst these children. So a warm welcome as well from the church there. They will be all sleeping now. The radar's in front of us there, and they've already met with the Lord, and things have happened there. I understand there's a volcano ready to go up as well in it, I'm being told. But however, the church, we might have, I reckon, 100 members, and that would be counting YP, Youth Fellowship, as well in that. And then our meetings, I'm just running through meetings which goes on in the week there. You'll have your mother's meeting on a Friday at about 1:30, maybe 15, maybe 20 mothers gather religiously every Friday afternoon there, and they have their wee meeting. Wednesday night's the prayer meeting, and it's open for all, of course, the prayer meeting. Young people will come too, school children will come in as well. Friday night, youth choir practice there, maybe 20, maybe 25 young people gather together on a Friday night to practice their piece on Sunday morning, then back again on Saturday night for another practice as well. And of course, this is all fellowship with each other in the house of the Lord at the same time. So it's important for them to gather like that. On Saturday afternoon, there would be the outreach. That's the outreach amongst the boys and girls there. So here, there and yonder, taking meetings with the children out, and I call it the sticks, and visitation of the people. So the work is going on in the dump site. Praise the Lord. I remember going in there, no concrete roads at this time, just mud, and that storm rain, that'll bring up the water there, and build bags and everything, just garbage bags, the whole place covered, and it's a dump. Not so much now, it's nearly all filled in, really. So we're in a wee bit of luxury now, but we remember in those days going into that area, there was nobody, in the sense, no work being done, nobody saved, nothing. But now we have a church people going forward, and in the name of the Lord, there's somebody now. So we say to God be the glory. Thank you for your prayers. Without the prayer support, we just need prayer. Call upon me in the day of trouble, the Lord says. Sunday morning, we would have about eight Sunday schools. Now, when we say Sunday schools, that would be a class here, there, and yonder, scattered about the place. The Sunday school teachers who take these meetings with the children, two by two, you'll just go to the street, the children will come there, and they'll have a meeting with the boys and girls. So we'll have eight different areas to go to. I don't go to eight different areas. I have a class myself in the kitchen, but the young people go out there, and every one of them, every one of those young people, had been saved in the Sunday school work or in the meeting. So we do have a body of young people willing to do the work now, and for myself to take the platform, the pulpit area. There's Mon, and Mon surrendered his work maybe 3 years ago, and he's in Bible college 3 days a week, Monday to Wednesday, and then hands on the rest of the week, things to do in the church and things to get for the school. So Mon, I see Mon as the man who will take over the work, Filipino. I see that, but all in the will of the Lord. We have to be guided by the Lord on that. Then we, Mark Nell, he got saved maybe 8 years ago, and Mark, he's done his 4 years in the college, and if you ask Mark, what do you want to do with your life, he'll tell you he wants to go to Iloilo, that's one of the islands there, and start a work in Iloilo. So you could pray. You may not remember the names, but just remember the idea of young men wanting to go out to start a work. Ray got saved maybe 4 years ago. He goes to university, finishes this June, finishes the university. If you asked him, what would you like to be? I like to ask him, what would you like to be when you grow up? You say, and he'll tell you, I want to go to Bible college and I want to be a pastor. So I say that's the double cream. The cream is winning them for the Lord. The double cream is, I want to go out to serve the Lord. Amen, church. Amen. That's about that. Thanks, Bart. Amen. Our history goes back a wee bit in time, and I'm reminded that your minister used to go to the schoolhouse, and then the McCrays and the Browns as well. And boy, they could play football. I'm telling you, they done some kicking up at that schoolhouse. I used to tell them, this is getting off beam a wee bit, I used to tell them, sing up now, the cows are coming to listen to you. And they would have been singing away there, oh, the veins sitting here. Amen. But pray, good memories, not right, son? Good memories. Amen. But however, they go out two by two. On occasions, maybe every 6 weeks, the teachers will bring the children in. And we may have this side and that side full of children from out of the sticks area brought in. Some of them are bare feet, some of them not too clad, some of them nice on a Sunday. But however, then it's just an open meeting there with them, and then a feeding time. As they go out the door, they'll get their juice and their biscuits as well. I call it an orange juice meeting. Amen. But however, that goes on, and you can see the volume of the children. We're only scratching the surface of it. We live in Pasig City, squatter area. Amen. Beside the prison. The saying is, there's millions of them. They built a school there, and it's supposed to be the biggest school in the Pasig City because of the volume of the children are going into it. You school teachers, anybody there tonight, there might be 50 to 60 children in one class. She or he will just teach, just stand up and teach. You listen, that's okay. You don't listen, it's still okay. I've done my job. I've taught in the school. And there's a double shift on it, brother. There's two shifts in the school as well. And it's a full house all the time. It is marvellous. But however, the Lord's working. There's souls being saved. You praise the Lord for that. The Lord has given us, I think, another health bill. I was down at the doctor's and done the blood tests and stuff, and he says, you're all right, you're okay, and he says, you keep taking the pills now, And I say, aye, aye. And sometimes we run out of pills, but don't tell him. But I drink honey, and I drink apple cider vinegar. I eat all sorts of stuff. But we say, the Lord has kept us going. Amen, church. That's all off the Lord, you know. Amen. But however, the children's work, then in your own time and the mission here in Mockerfeld, when you have a children's mission, you can keep in mind the mission in the Philippines, in Pasig, in the squatter area. And that will be in May, sometime in May. The children are off school, and we'll go out with a bell out there, ringing a bell. And I rang a bell 25 years in Belfast. Thought it was Santa Claus. The boys would have bantered me. You jump out of the bus and start standing there in the street and ring a bell. It looked all sort of, you know what I mean? But the Lord brought them in. Amen. It's in May sometime, and we reckon there maybe have 400 children in that time. That would all be full of children. So divide them up age-wise and scatter them in the school rooms, and keep them for maybe close in 4 hours. If the sun is exceptionally hot, it can peak at 35 to 40 degrees. You see, when it hits 40, you just stay out of it. That's it. Better to stay out of it, or you'll get a heat stroke, and down you will go. You may not get back up again. So if it's that sort of heat, we'll let them out that little bit earlier, so as they can get out of the sun as well. So you have that sort of problema, where the heat, the awful heat, is against you. There. But however, if there's 400 in this year, they're all going to be fed and watered again with sticky rice and orange juice. Praise the Lord. If you just see them, and the blessing, they're all Roman Catholics, but they're all allowed to come to the meetings. That's the blessing in it all, hearing the word of the Lord. Amen. Sharon there, Sharon came in. She's now an art attack in a big firm in Manila. Lived in a shack, dirty water outside the door, the mosquitoes bouncing on it. I would say to the workers, there's diamonds out there, we need to find them. And Sharon was a diamond, or is a diamond, and Sharon came in just as a child, heard you needed to be saved. And she got saved. First day she was in, ask the Lord into your heart. Amen. Amen, church. That is what it's all about. And then the maturing and the teaching and the building them up, that's another work as well, of course. So I covet your prayers for the church out there in Lakeview. We now have water in coming in, and we have also electricity. We moved our post to another post because they were stealing the electric. Hook on, you're responsible. It's not like here. Meralco is the electrical company, so they'll put it on a tree, and from that tree, you have to hook on and a clock and bring it to where you live. And of course, the wire will drop like that, won't it? And you say, you electricians, from one shack to the next shack. Okay, so the boy that has a TV, he'll hook on. He'll hook it on. Your lights will go like that a wee bit, and you know that somebody's stealing your electric, brother. That's a common complaint. But however, we've moved it to another. They're more honest on this side. Amen. Or else they can't reach it now. I don't know. But amen. Keep praying for us. Keep praying. Here's something major. Here's something major in prayer. You might have heard of the South China Sea. South China Sea. It's a big piece of water. And China says, we own the South China Sea. Meaning, the water that laps onto the Philippine beaches belongs to China. Meaning, the same waters in even Vietnam, Indonesia, different ones, different nations there. China says it's ours. And they have already threatened and breaking down boats, fishermen fishing in the area, in their own islands, off their own islands. So this is now turned into a major problema, brother. Major. Meaning the warships are in the South China Sea tonight, and everybody's threatening each other and talking hard talk. So you pray that God does something with China. The way they operate, church. Well, here's a poor country needing money. We can lend you billions to build roads, to build bridges. We can lend you money, China. So that's China in. Even in Africa, they're in. And then they start building military bases. I'm telling you that the South China Sea now is just sitting on a powder keg. And what's it all about? They reckon there's oil down there. Millions of barrels of oil. God says, hurt not the oil in the book of Revelation. But that's what it's all about. So when the American president says things, I'm telling you, need to be careful. Amen. Enough of that talk. If you turn to the Bible, Salamado, I just want you to pray for the Philippines in general, and then also pray for the squatter area where we are. We're going out in a fortnight's time, back out again. Doctor says you're okay, Noel. Just watch the diabetes. Don't be eating too many cream buns, Barry. You know what I mean? And just keep it, just watch that. Not diabetic, but he says, just watch that. But the rest of you seems to be okay. Amen. 1 Chronicles chapter 28. I apologize, church, when I finish preaching, I have to run. I need to just run out the door because I have a youth fellowship meeting to attend in Randallstown, Big James Ross's house. He has a fellowship meeting in his house, so I have to run, and I apologize for that. That was a double booking, brother. You know, sometimes that happens, doesn't it? Amen. But however, 1 Chronicles 28, and we're looking at David, King David. We're looking at King David, and we want to see what his heart is like. Now, he's an old man, and we get a vision, we get a picture of David's heart. And if you look at verse 2, 28 verse 2, then David the king stood up upon his feet and said, hear me, my brethren, my people. As for me, I had in mine heart to build a house. Amen. A house of rest there. Do you see that? For the ark of the covenant of the Lord. Amazing. Here's a man, a king. Now you know all about King David. But now, he's thinking, we really need to build something for the ark, of the covenant. We need to build the house of God. Imagine. And so, we have to search our own hearts, and we have to ask ourselves, what's in my heart? Am I interested? Am I worried about the house of God? When we're talking about the building of the house of God, I'm thinking about the church, the people, souls being saved. I have in my heart to build. Amen. We need to search our heart about that. We do know that God said in verse 3, God said unto me, thou shalt not build. Because David was a man who had been a man of war. So David, although he wanted to build, God said no. But God had another man to build, amen. Call him Solomon. Are you with me, church? If you look at verse 11, then David gave to Solomon, his son, the pattern of the porch. You would get the impression that God was telling David, this is the way you build this. You pass it on. Pass this information on to Solomon. Get him to do this. And then in verse 12, and the pattern of all that he had by the Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is working here about this building. Praise the Lord. We do nothing. Nothing can be done unless the Holy Ghost is working. I tell the people, no Holy Ghost, no soul saved. Okay, Brian? No Holy Ghost working, no soul saved. Uh-huh. And so, here's the pattern. The pattern is in the Bible. Amen. That's where we find the pattern, in the Word of the Lord. Of course, our Lord Jesus, he said, go ye into all the world and preach. And preach what? Preach the good news, the gospel. Who will I preach it to? To every creature. Amen. Okay, church. That's the commission. Uh-huh. So we do have a pattern that's in the Bible. It's been given to us by the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Uh-huh. And then I want you to see this promise that comes up here in the same chapter. I'm only highlighting words here tonight for you. If you look at verse 20, and David said to Solomon his son, be strong and of good courage and do it. I remember when people were getting saved and there was nothing, no building, and thought in our heads, we should build a building here. And you're wondering, well, how can we do this? You see, you're out 7,000 miles away. And you just wonder. But however, the Lord is saying, do it. Amen. Do it. I remember the guidance from the Lord about coming out to the Philippines. Of course, our minds were going all over the place and wondering if and however and apprehension there, brother, about doing this. One morning down in the Martyrs, I pick up a wee magazine there, Forward Movement, I think it was, just about that size. This was a few years ago. And Mr. Elliot, Reverend Elliot, had his part in the front page. And I bow my head, this wee back magazine's on the Bible. I say, Lord, I need you to speak to me about the Philippines. Amen. Open my eyes. Look at this part down the left-hand side. Front page. Moses standing still. God saying, go forward. Amen. I got that about 35 years ago when Dr. Paisley slammed the pulpit and said this church needs a children's worker full time. Okay, brother. And there, I thought I should answer this. I thought I should go forward. Well, see him on Sunday morning. See on Sunday night. See at the prayer meeting, stuff like, and then checking out, you see. And then one Wednesday night, what does he preach on? Moses standing still and God saying, go forward. And that night I said, Lord, I'm going forward. Amen. And we did go forward. Praise the Lord. So, do it. So it comes a building and it's in your head. What will it do? And we all didn't know who's going to build it. Who'll build it? So one night my door, I slept in the wee Baptist church there. The door bangs and it's some workers there. And they're saying, Uncle Noel, birthday party. Half eleven's one of the nights. I was in the squatter area too. And hey, you should be in your bed sleeping. Oh, no. Birthday party. Cup of juice and a biscuit, that's what you got, like. Wasn't custard creams and all that sort of stuff. Pavlova. Amen. But however, okay, want me to go, so we go. And into this area, and it's just dark, pitch black it is. Then, no electric lights going, and turn in the car, or the wee van, church van, lighting up a body there. He's laying there, he's sleeping, fast asleep, drunk, fell off the bike, just lie there, and pick him up. So the pair of us walking like this here, up the street, and the lights lighting us up, you see. And he's apologizing, sorry. So, Val, that was the builder. I needed a builder. What did God do? God saved the builder. Amen. And then saved his wife too. And Val, he built the both buildings. The Lord knows the end from the beginning. Praise the Lord. He learned those lessons. Do it. And then it says, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. Amen. That's a good promise, isn't it? You have to take all this by faith. Believe the Lord. It's the Lord's word, isn't it? God will be with thee. He will not fail thee. Uh-huh. So we can look back on all the time, and we can't pick up a time that the Lord has failed us. Can't put our finger on it, because he promised he wouldn't fail us. Amen. Okay, church. And so, he will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. This is a big promise here. It's all in this verse. Until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. And I think the Lord gave us that word, and I'm struck with finished all the work. Finished all the work. Okay, brother, sister. Some people say to me, Noel, when are you going to retire? Okay. So I show them the pictures of these children. And I say, you want me to leave these children and come home and do this? And then sometimes do that. So just look at ye. And I would have no intentions of doing that. No. But I do know that the work someday will finish. God's work will keep going on. I'm talking about the worker's work. The worker, you see. It's like what one man said to me. We're talking about this stone. The stone. Holding the Lord Jesus in. The tombstone. What did the Marys talk about? What was the problem? The problem was, as they made their way to see if he was really alive, the problem was, who shall roll away the stone? That was the problem. But when they got there, the stone was rolled away. Amen, church. The problem And so sometimes the Lord wants you just to go into the problem with Him. And the Lord can roll away the stone. Praise the Lord. Fella says, Noah, the Lord can also roll a stone back again, close the door. I said, head on. I thought that was a good one. But let's move on into chapter 29. We're near finished, church. If you notice that verse 1, in the middle of the verse, whom alone God hath chosen. He's yet young and tender. This is Solomon. And the work is great. Young man, the work is a great work. It can be very difficult at times. The work can be full of problems. But if God calls you, answer the call. Answer it. Surrender your life to the Lord. Here am I, Lord. Send me. He used to sing in the martyrs' prayer meeting there and with great volume. Send the light, send the light. Souls to rescue. Send the light. And the voice in here was saying, why doesn't someone take the light? That's different. Amen, church. Why doesn't someone take it? That's what God's looking for. He's looking for someone who will take it. And it'll mean full surrender to the Lord. It's a great work. The work is great. For the palace is not for man, but for the Lord. Amen. All the service, you Sunday school teachers, children's workers, if you even brush the floor of the church and the preacher and the pianist, it's all for the Lord. Amen. Isn't that right? For ourselves. No, it's for the exaltation of the Lord. Let's see what the Lord can do. Amen. But for the palace is not for man, but it's for the Lord. Now, if you look at verse 2, brother, sister, this is David's heart. He's not going to do the building. What does he say? Now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God. That's what David says. I'm not able to build it. Well, the next thing what I can do is help the builder. Amen. That shows you the state of David's heart here. I have prepared with all my heart. What's the secret of it all? Look at verse 3. I finish with verse 3. Moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God. There's the secret. His affection was toward the house of the Lord. So we need to search our hearts. Where is my affection placed? It can be placed in a million things, can't it? I understand it's a week of prayer by your announcement there. Well, here comes an opportunity to let all and sundry know. Let the Lord know too. Young and old, that I have set my affection to the prayer meeting this incoming week. My affection is toward the house of the Lord. That's the secret. Amen. Keep in mind that we're listening to about a king, reading about a king with all his busyness. King David, I have set my affection to the house of my God. And so it is very difficult to walk away from the Word of God. in the Philippines. We're going out in 2 weeks' time again. You pray for us there. The Lord knows. Amen. We want to start more works. Pray that these young men go forward. Remember Ray. Ray wants to go into Bible college. Mom and Dad here in the meeting, you look on your son. If you were a Filipino, you're looking at an insurance policy. That's what you're looking at. You're looking at your son or your daughter. She'll grow up. She'll get a job. And she will help you financially when we're old. Are you with me? And so when the boy comes in and says, Dad, I want to be a pastor. All that financial business will just disappear. I want to go to Bible college, you know. So we need to talk to him, talk to his father, try and soften him up, and pray for Ray, wanting to go into the work of the Lord. And he says, I have off mine own proper goods, gold, silver, which I have given to the house of my God. Over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house. I think you can see that David's affection was in the right place. It was for the Lord's house. He says, this is what you should be getting here. But I just want to let you know, I have given more of mine own proper goods, gold and silver, which I have given to the house of the Lord. Many years ago, Dr. Paisley came out into the foray. He says, Noel, I got £5 there for the children's £5, brother. And he's bouncing £5 for the children's work. I say, Doc, I couldn't give you 2D. You listening, boys? Immediately, he says, Noel, you've given yourself. Amen. Okay. You've given yourself. I remember sitting looking at him, my minister, 4th of November, 1962. Time, 11:30 p.m. We're in his kitchen. He's talking to me about getting saved. The pressure's on. Because I went up to see him. And then I felt, you really need to get out of here. He said, would you pray for me, sir? He says, do you not think it's time you prayed for yourself? Are you listening? Maybe you're not saved. Well, I wasn't saved. Do you not think it's time you prayed for yourself? So he stuck me there. Then I say to him, sir, I hear you telling people in the church about people weeping as you preached, and some people jumping up and saying, I want saved. I heard those reports. I don't feel like crying. I don't feel like crying. He says, Noah, the Bible doesn't say whosoever feels like crying. The Bible says whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That was another one knocked away. So we got down on our knees, 4th of November 1962. Him and me. Well, I'm looking at him. Sir, do you know I'm bad? He says, we're all bad. Just ask Jesus to save you. He's getting a wee bit irate now. You say, he's going to lose it. Amen. Sunday school teacher, children's worker, teaching the children choruses. I didn't know how to pray. Just pray. And in that time on my knees, in comes a chorus into my heart. Into my heart. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today. Come in to stay. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. That's it. And he came in. Amen. Saved. Mm-hmm. Years later, when my mother was lying dead, just missed her, she maybe an hour. See, there she is on the couch, dead. I'm sitting weeping there. I say, Lord, I'm going to give you my life because I know my mother is in heaven and I know that she's there because you died to save her. I will give you my life because of that. Sitting weeping, looking at her, and to the best of our ability, we have given the Lord our lives. It could always be better, but at least it's something. Praise the Lord. Amen, Mockrafelt Church. The Lord bless thee and keep thee and make his face to shine upon thee this incoming year. I am finished, brother. I have to run, as I exclaimed. Amen. Maramin salamat. Means thank you very much. Thanks, brother. Thank you.